I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. Carter left for a day and a half and went and did school crap, and so I don't know what we're talking about.
I did, in fact, leap for a day and a half.
I don't understand, though. Are they all still currently students at this university?
So my friends,
they're graduates.
Who are graduates of this university, they basically were going to... They're all art students, so they know all the art professors. And the art professors were like, hey, we need models for these classes so kids can do like live drawing.
Yeah, and for the record, this is Utah Valley University.
Yes.
Which used to be called...
of the VU.
What it used to be called was something else.
It was some dumb.
I hated it before.
It was
dumb. But now it's all right. Yeah. Now they actually have some pretty good programs.
Yeah, they have a great illustration program.
Yeah. You had to go to Utah State for good illustration programs back in the day, but now you can go there.
Pretty sure Utah State's still really good, though.
They are good.
They're just far away.
Yeah. People think it's an agricultural school, and they're right.
Agriculture.
But I don't like the way you said that. Oh, can we talk today about Berserker? Can we talk about that?
No, we cannot.
Why?
Because I won't say it. I refuse. Anyway, let me finish my story.
Finish your story.
Basically, I went with them to help them out because they were modeling. They did live drawing, model stuff, and then head painting.
Yeah. Painting the heads.
So just for a few hours, we had them, or they just did poses and sat, and I helped them with poses or made sure they were fed and watered and not dying.
Right.
What
are you, mom, suddenly? You're like mom.
I was their handler. It was good. It was fun.
Me and mom had a night where we were like, you know what? We're going to watch a movie. We're going to chill.
That's so nice.
Nobody's here. The dogs are all just laying around being normal. This is great. We had kids over the weekend, but we don't have them now. And you're gone. And we're just like, well, here we are.
You just enjoyed being an empty nester for a night.
Well, and then I got some grumpy news. And then I'm not going to talk about it here on the show, but it irritated me and pissed me off. And I was grumpy all night. And I feel bad for your mom.
You have to tell me later.
Because I was a piss pot.
What? You shouldn't let grumpy news make you grumpy.
Two peas.
That's why you shouldn't be on the internet ever.
What do you mean? I'm on the internet all the time. Oh, you mean consuming it? No, it wasn't from an internet thing. It was a personal thing and it pissed me off.
No.
So it's one of those things. It's fine. But we missed you terribly.
Terribly.
I'm Scott Johnson and that's Carter Johnson.
Hello.
And we're a father-daughter duo who makes a show called The Monday Show.
We really came out the gate with stuff, didn't we?
Well, it's a late title card.
Yeah.
Like they do in video games sometimes.
Yeah. What's it called? Cold Open.
I'm pretty sure Stardew Valley does a late title card.
Yeah, it does.
Starts late.
Yes.
I think.
Because there's a whole cutscene before.
I've played recently a JRPG action kind of RPG thing called Grand Blue. What's it called?
I love direct translation names of things.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And that game's pretty good. But
anime stuff. And JRPGs and stuff are all named punk bands where it's got these crazy long, silly names.
That's true. And this one took forever to put the title up. So it was a good, I don't know. I felt like I was 2 hours into this game before it showed up. And that can happen in a game.
I kind of like when they do that.
Yeah.
There's something about it that's nice.
You know what I like? I like movies that do it at the end. So they never say the name.
Oh, I could see. Yeah.
And
yeah,
at the
I
end, they're like, bam, there it is. And you're like, yeah, dude.
That's the end.
Like MCU does. Iron Man will return or whatever. I don't care about that. I mean the title.
I feel like Coen Brothers do that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Here's what I remember about the Coen Brothers. There will never be. Did you make a fart sound? What was that for?
That's what you remembered from.
Here's what I remember the Coen brothers. Fart.
Yeah.
No, this is what I remember, or I will never forget about them. I don't think, someone will argue with me, I don't think they've made a bad movie. They've made some of their movies better than other movies they've made, but like, I don't think Burn After Reading or the rom-com looking thing with George Clooney were bad movies. People think they're bad. I think they're automatically a cut above normal filmmakers. And will there ever be a greater brother combo in filmmaking? And the answer is not in my lifetime.
If you count sisters before they transitioned.
Oh yeah, but they had The Matrix as their only real hit.
Yeah.
And they did, what else did they do before their transit or before or after? Like the only good thing they ever did was The Matrix. Matrix sequels were bad.
Didn't they do Scott's something
opinion,
else recently?
Scott's opinion. Yeah.
I haven't seen The Matrix sequels.
They did.
Maybe I saw two.
You probably have seen. Do you remember a crazy action scene on a freeway? LA freeway? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Then
I remember some people had belly buttons. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal.
I think they all had belly buttons.
No, because the whole thing is if you're plugged into The Matrix, you're not born. You're like farmed.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
No, they're all farmed.
Yeah, but then there's like people who aren't farmed who are like the special people.
That were still around. Belly buttons.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. Or I don't think anyone is. Everyone's too young in the current. In the timeline of The Matrix and Matrix 1, everybody would be artificial and in those eggs, I think.
I think there's like a outcropping.
I don't remember this at all. Chat room, bail us out.
I don't remember. There's something about Zion.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. It's been a really long time.
Just a shout out to Chuck, who's in our chat. He just had surgery. We wish him the best. I don't even know what kind of surgery. Nobody's told me, so I don't know.
Hopefully it's not.
I think it's man surgery,
hopefully it's
if
good.
You know what I'm saying. Like, you know, snippy snip. I don't know. No one's told me, so I have no idea. Oh, eye surgery, he says. Is it eye surgery?
We're just going to assume it's man surgery.
I have no idea what it was. But also, sorry, but that's not the reason I brought this up. He says, well, what about V for Vendetta? V for Vendetta was produced by them, but not directed. So if we're counting all things you have your names attached to, yes, V for Vendetta was great.
I haven't seen it.
Unless you're not Ronald Moore. Not Roger Moore. Alan Moore, who created it, who hates it.
Why?
But he hates everything that's been adapted. He's just a cranky old cave-dwelling beard monster chode monkey. And right, I love him. He's a genius. I think he's one of the greatest comic writers of all time.
He just insulted him so badly.
But he's so grumpy, dude.
All right.
Oh, he says he had his man surgery a long time ago. Sorry about that, Chuck. Oh. I mean, I'm not sorry about that. I'm sorry. I confused the two. I have also had eye surgeries. My eyes have both been...
I have also had eye surgery.
Surgically altered. What'd you do? I can't remember.
I did basically LASIK. It's like a different kind
PRK.
Of LASIK. PRK.
Which stands for... Play really?
Well, I almost said something inappropriate.
Why? What? What would you have said?
I was going to say the
PRK? I don't want to know. Do I?
I don't
want to hear you say it. Every once in a while, one of my kids will say something. I'll just go, they're my kids.
I'm an adult.
I know, but it's just weird. Like when Taylor dropped the F-bomb that one time.
That one time?
I didn't see that coming. She was all madder. I don't know what the deal was, but she said it, and I went,
Bleh.
And that time Nick did it. I went.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway,
all right.
What I had was might have a genetic thing in our family, and you may have curbed this by having your surgery. I don't actually know.
I don't know how any of.
Well, you still have your real lens. Work. You have your lenses.
Yeah, I have
actual
my
lenses.
Actual lenses.
So my dad's side of the family, there is a for those who haven't heard this story, I'll tell it quick. There's a genetic condition that gives you cataracts earlier in life. Most people will get them if they live long enough. If you're 85 or 90, you're going to get cataracts. And those are the people that usually get.
Yeah, because your eyes deteriorate at a certain point.
Yeah, they start going to crap and your lenses like fog up. And it's like everything else. Mm-hmm. But if you have this condition, and my sister also has them, but she has, my sister's not adopted.
Well, they are probably genetic, but not from your genes.
Well, that or she, there's a lot of,
like malnutrition.
Malnutrition
stuff.
Issues yes. With her generation of, what do you call them? What were they called? Orphanariums.
Orphanarium is from Futurama.
I know.
Correct.
I can't think of orphanage. Anyway. So the point is, what was my point? Oh, so my dad had this genetic thing and so did his dad. And nobody told me this.
Old people don't talk about their genetic conditions.
No, I didn't know this. So at 42 or whatever, I start getting real blurry and I'm like, what is going on? And it was like rapidly cloudy, right? Blurry. Yeah, like white, cloudy. It got to a point where I couldn't see much of anything. And it got worse and worse and worse. And it got worse kind of rapidly. And I went in and they're like, oh yeah, you got a big old cataract. I'm like, I'm not old enough for that. And he's like, no, it doesn't matter. You got this thing and it's not that uncommon, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And plus we do a million of these. Guys, like, I've done 10,000 of these surgeries and I've only had one go bad and it wasn't even my fault. And I said, what did you mean? This is Dr. Mifflin. Did he do you as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have the same doctor.
So Mifflin says, I've done like 10,000 of these. And I said, well, what one screwed up? Says it was an 88-year-old woman who came in. We successfully did the surgery. And a week later, she fell down some stairs and died.
Which isn't a non-successful surgery.
Exactly. I thought
it didn't last very long. It was successful for the week.
I thought it was a weird thing to bring up.
Yeah, he's funny. But then I had terrible eyesight. And so I got PRK.
Yeah, Carter was born with
just garbage eyes.
Potato eyes. Like
potato
me.
Eyes. I don't know if this means anything. Like people with glasses will get it. But I had a -8.5 prescription.
Yeah.
In both eyes.
-8.5. I don't know what that is. Is that a lot? Is that a lot?
That's really... -10 is legally blind.
Oh my gosh.
So I was getting there.
You were 0.2 from... Imagine what our lives would be like in the 1800s.
I'd just be blind.
I'd be on a porch with white eyes going... All right, let me tell you about that. I wouldn't go
if
on
you
them
were
hills,
still alive.
Whatever.
Honestly,
if I was even alive,
all the stories you've told, you would not be alive.
I wouldn't be alive. I wouldn't have lived.
I wouldn't have lived either.
My appendicitis would have killed me.
Oh yeah,
that thing burst, and I almost got sepsis. It was bad. But in a different time, I'm dead. I'm in some straw bed with a lady.
I don't exist.
Oh, he's got a form of the consumption. We need to soak his feet in like chicken boogers or whatever. That nothing worked
chicken
back
boogers.
Then.
Do you think chickens have boogers?
I think
is that a thing they can get.
That's a good question. I mean, their beak isn't nose. Is their beak
a nose?
But
there's probably like some kind of, because they breathe, so there's holes.
Wait. Chickens breathe?
So they have to have some kind of mucus in there.
Do they breathe?
Did you just ask me if chickens breathe?
Well, wait a minute. They have lungs and everything?
Yes.
I don't know why I didn't know that. Why wouldn't they? Of course
they
would.
They're in the air.
Well, no, they don't. You don't have to be in the air to breathe.
What would be happening?
Yeah, but you put a fish in the air, he stops breathing.
Yeah, but... Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It's not that crazy of a question.
Yes.
It's not that crazy.
No, it is. It is crazy.
Adam, the heart mother in the chat says, chickens with avian flu get runny noses. Yeah, of course they have lungs. Duh. I don't know why it's so bad.
That was an insane question.
I don't think of birds having breathing.
It's like how...
is that weird?
When we were kids, Taylor could not... like for some reason, was convinced that mammals and animals were different things.
Manimals?
Manimal.
Oh. That was a TV show when I was a kid.
I'm sure it was.
So hold on. You guys didn't know there was a difference between mammals?
No, Taylor didn't know there was a difference.
Oh, Taylor didn't.
I was like, Taylor, mammals are animals. And she's like, no. There's mammals and then there's animals. Like, she just couldn't seem to comprehend.
Was this while she was going to Westlake High School?
No, it was before that. We were children.
Because there's a big joke in our house that if you went to Westlake, it was this new school out in the middle of nowhere at the time. Now it's way populated.
I mean, people probably know Lehigh High School. That's where the roller mills is where they filmed Footloose.
Footloose. That's right. Footloose is now 41 years old. Hear that?
Yep. It's Steve.
Okay, so apologies. Can you really?
I don't know.
Is it that loud?
Can they hear it?
I think they can hear it. It's totally fine. He's in there doing really cool stuff for me. He's making me a bathroom. I'm not going to complain because I get to go poo in there, you know? I'll take a shower in there if I want
to. It's going to be disgusting.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be the worst bathroom.
No. Give me the right tools. I'll keep it clean. That was perfect timing. Anyway, apologies for that. Little we can do.
It's a fun little extra part.
I thought about pushing the show a day, but I didn't want to do that. I like keeping it on Mondays. It's called the Damn Monday Show.
It's better to be the Damn Monday Show.
Okay. You went to this art thing. We got to get back to that. Carter goes to this.
We've traveled so far from that.
You went to the university.
The university.
And at the university, you, by the way, so your friends were modeling in it. Why weren't you modeling?
Because I don't know this professor. And so.
But there's money involved?
Yeah. They get paid for it.
How much?
I think they were saying like 21 an hour for one thing and then 17 for the other.
Weird. When I was in college, they were charging 25, but they were naked.
Oh yeah, nude get way more money.
How much more now?
I don't know.
What's
I
inflation
didn't see.
On the nude?
I didn't see. I just know because they got, they did the clothed. Mm. So they got 21 for clothed.
Because when, so when I was, when I went, it, everybody thought, oh, it's going to be just this parade of just beautiful young ladies.
I did the same thing.
Nope. It's not that at all.
I thought it would be like, you know, buff people. People who are, you know, pretty good looking. Because I feel like when you're nude in front of a bunch of people, you have to like be pretty confident.
Confidence. You need to feel like
a lot of old dudes with their wangs out.
Yeah.
Rankly.
Yeah. But you know what? I really liked that because.
Oh, yeah. No, you learned a lot.
There's something about a angly, rickety old frame of a man.
Someone who, it's a very interesting.
It's fun to draw.
Yeah. It's actually an interesting
and
subject.
I feel like I learned more and I also was less distracted. And there's a whole other story I could tell, but I won't.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't tell the story when my freaking daughter's around, but something happened at one of these life drawing courses that I will never forget. Oh.
Did you get slapped in the face with something?
No, I didn't. That's worse than what I was going to say.
Then you can tell it.
Slapped in the face.
I don't know. That's, it was so cryptic.
But yeah, there's something about old dudes that really worked.
And old women.
Nothing wrong with the women. By the way, we have somebody in the chat who already doesn't realize you've already done this, but they would like to recommend. They sent us a quick text. It says, Carter, if you want something, some good animation for adults, seek thee the Blue-Eyed Samurai on Netflix. You've already seen it.
I love the blue. I don't think we've talked about it on the show. I love that.
It's amazing. I watched it. Gorgeous. I loved it. Yeah, it was real good.
Beautiful. The Japanese cover of For Whom the Bell Tolls is one of my favorite things ever.
The Bell Tolls. Yeah, that was good. Except it's in Japanese and I don't know what they're saying. Except I do because
except
I know
you do
because
you know the song.
Yeah. Why did Steam open? Sorry.
Good question.
I don't know what happened here. Let's get out of that. I know why. Duh. Close. All right. anyway, she's seen it. I've seen it.
It's amazing.
It's so good. I'll tell you where the first time I heard about it was I got a text from Liam O'Brien.
You finished it?
No, I did. I finished. I went and finished.
What happened?
I'm not going to say. It's a spoiler on the show.
Give me some like sign language.
I'll do it after. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But anyway, I get a text at like 11:30 at night from Liam O'Brien.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, you have to watch Blue-Eyed Samurai. And at the time, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's next level. You have to do it. And he just rode me until I did it.
There's a lot of boobs, though.
There are many boobs.
And penises.
Yeah. But none of them are attractively.
No, it's all hideous.
Yeah.
It's all gross.
Yeah.
But like in a very human way, I actually really like how they handled nudity.
In the Blue-Eyed Samurai?
Yeah. It felt not sexualized, but rather like just kind of here's people.
Here it is.
That's what they look like.
It's feudal Japan.
Yeah. There's some.
Ish.
Something about that. I think it's Edo period.
Is it Edo? Edo of Japan? That's a place
remember.
I used to get.
There's a certain time when they had the checkpoints.
I used to get beef and broccoli from Edo of Japan. For real. That's a place I used to go.
Mm.
And they had great
or Edo
beef and
period. Edo period.
Might be Edo. Is it Edo?
Edo? I don't know. It's whenever they had checkpoints in.
Duke Leto. It all comes back
Ellington.
To Dune for me. Anyway, so what'd you do? Just stand there, watch people draw?
So I
or you didn't participate or
I did. I drew for the live. Why can't I think of the word?
The live life drawing.
Life drawing. My gosh.
Good hell.
Good heavens.
what?
For the life drawing, I also participated. I drew a bunch, but the head painting, obviously, I couldn't because they had like oils and junk and couldn't do that. So I just kind of watched people paint. And took pictures of people's paintings for my friends so they could see them.
Yeah. And you enjoyed that.
And judged people.
Ooh. Judgment. So usually, guys, when you guys get together, you binge some anime everyone wants to see.
Do you want to know what we watched last night?
What'd you say?
It gave me weird dreams all night long.
What?
That new documentary on HBO Max.
About?
All the Nickelodeon kids.
Oh yeah, we talked. Nicole's recommending it this Wednesday.
Yeah, we
TMS.
Watched the first two episodes, I think, and then I had the weirdest dreams all night.
It sounds really rough.
It's real rough. It's not. It's actually really well handled though.
Because you guys are like,
it's kind of cool.
You're on the tail
cool
end
to see
of
in, like,
the
a
kids.
Sad way.
You're on the tail end of the kids who kind of grew up with Nickelodeon, but not the full blast of Nickelodeon.
No, not the '90s, but the early 2000s for sure.
Like the Drake Bell. Drake and Josh
Drake
thing,
and Josh,
that whole all that
Carly
live action crap,
like,
yeah. So you were around.
We didn't
for
really
that.
Watch it. I was way more a cartoon kid.
Yeah, for me, Nickelodeon was
SpongeBob SquarePants,
SpongeBob, and before that, the Cat and the Dog. What's wrong with me?
Oh, Cat Dog?
No, although that too.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, geez. Ren and Stimpy.
The cat and the dog.
Rocko's Modern Life, I like that era. That, cow and chicken.
I always forget that Stimpy is a cat. I don't know why. He looks like a little fat dog.
Well, he's neither of them. I mean, Ren looks like a dirty rat.
He's supposed to be like a hairless chihuahla stress ball.
Terrible. You know? And then that guy turned out to be a turd. Turd. A creator.
Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer.
Everyone's a butt.
Yeah. It's all butts.
I don't like the butts.
Unless
no,
you're
sir,
life
I don't like it.
If you're life drawing, then a butt's just fine. Hey Arnold, that was a thing. Angry Beavers. Oh, I loved Angry Beavers.
Oh, I loved Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers was so good. Chad, do you have any other favorites? What was the one with the... Oh, Invader Zim was amazing.
Was Cow and Chicken on Nickelodeon?
Cow and Chicken, I think.
Oh, Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life, fantastic. Which I already mentioned.
You did?
I did.
Right before Cow and Chicken.
Oh, I wasn't.
Right on Airline. Angry Beavers was amazing. What was the one? What was the one with? Ed, Edd n Eddy. You guys were way into that.
I loved Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I don't think we liked Rugrats that much.
I liked Rugrats. I was kind of at the end of that age group.
Cow and Chicken was Cartoon Network. Sorry. Update.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Ed, Edd n Eddy is also Cartoon Network.
Or was Cat Dog?
Cat Dog was Nickelodeon, I think.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
I don't remember.
But Doug started on Nickelodeon.
I never watched Doug.
Wild Thornberries. That was fun.
I love Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. These are all good. And to hear that there was some, crap going on behind the scenes, it's just like everything else.
Everyone's gross.
Don't have heroes. Everyone sucks. Although some of those cartoons are great. Anyway, well, that's fun. I'm glad you made it. You're back home. You didn't have to work today.
It was really nice.
You took it off.
A little break.
Carter has more comp time than anyone I've ever met. I don't know why
I don't take days off.
I guess that's why. But then you do. So I don't know where it keeps coming from. Did they give you one comp day for every regular day?
No.
Attended?
I just have worked a lot, many years. And also during COVID, I just worked. I didn't take anything off for like 2 years.
So, okay. Yeah. That's true. I forgot about all that period. Nobody took time off.
No.
Is that a problem? They have a glut and now they have to pay it out or have to worry about it?
I think for some companies, it just goes away. For me, it didn't. Because I don't know how they do it. It's all red tape garbage.
All right. Other side note here.
Side note.
Carter started playing Stardew Valley. Now, you might say to yourself, that's an old video game. It sure is. It came out in 2016.
But it had a large update.
It did. 1.6. And it's huge.
I've never played it.
Never did. She never played it. I did. I bought it back then. I've bought it 3 times now on phone, Switch, PC.
I did not know that.
It's embarrassing how many times I bought it.
I never played it, and it wasn't for any reason other than I just didn't ever pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good.
It's good. It is good, right?
It's really good. I'm very much enjoying it. It's really addictive.
It scratches your Animal Crossing itches and your.
But it's huge, and I obviously haven't played before this update. But according to my friend, like, there's also so much new stuff.
Yeah, there's tons of new stuff. And you can drink mayonnaise.
You can, in fact. You know what's
fun? Have you done that?
No, but I've seen clips. And if you drink mayonnaise in front of the villager people, they get upset.
Good. That should make them upset.
They're like, why? What is wrong with you?
That 100% should make you sick and annoyed and not want to be around the person who drinks a milkshake made primarily of mayonnaise.
I think that we should get a mayonnaise jar. Clean it fully.
Do you say mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Did we train you to say?
I don't
know. Is it us? Is it our fault? Because mayonnaise is correct.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is not right. But Kim's mom used to say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is insane.
Y'all going to put some mayonnaise on that bread?
Get no mayonnaise.
She did. She had all kinds of
She did not have that accent, but.
She did. Her mom?
Not that accent.
It was pretty down south. Y'all ate all my bacon. I mean, she talked like that.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. I knew
Dad,
the woman. I knew the woman.
I know the woman.
No, you didn't. She died like when you were 3.
Oh, Mama?
Yeah, no, not Mima.
I thought you were saying Mima.
No, Mama. Mom's
I didn't
mom.
Know Mama.
No, wait, that's wrong. Mom's grandmother. That's why I confused you.
My mom's grandma.
Yeah, she was very Southern.
I was confused.
This is the woman that used to go outside and shoot
birds.
What kind
crows.
Of? Crows. Crows out of her thing. Tree. But what if one of those crows got up on her and went,
hola?
Hola?
Would you freak out? I'd go,
shoot it.
Now I'm going to kill the whole nest. Pew, 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 she'd say. Anyway. What I was going to say was, so you're playing this and you finally discovered the magic that is.
Yep, finally.
Yeah.
It's taking a minute.
I mean, that's cool, though. That pleases me because that's a great game. I'm a little surprised you didn't play it before Taylor did. Why didn't you feel pressure from your sister to come and, you know, FOMO yourself into the...
Because I don't get FOMO.
I don't either.
I don't know what I was playing in 2016, but it was not that.
Do you guys know people with FOMO? Because let me tell you something.
We have the opposite.
Carter and I have the exact, whatever the opposite is. And some people think it's JOMO, the joy of missing out.
The drug of canceling plans.
Oh, man. There's nothing like it, dude.
It really is.
Like when you're like, someone's like, oh, Saturday, we're all doing this thing and it's this huge deal and you got to be there on time. Blah, blah, blah. And then somebody says, oh, it got canceled.
It's like, oh, like Nirvana.
I can do 12 things I want to do instead.
Or I could just like do absolutely nothing instead.
I took a nap with your dog today.
She's a good nap dog.
Yeah. She's a great nap dog. She climbed up on top of me, put her head on my neck and went.
Oh, her like when she finally relaxes, it's so cute.
She's the cutest dog on the planet. She's pretty great.
She's 75 pounds worth of bones.
How old is she now in dog years? Ripley is almost Ripley's.
I got her in 2020.
Her namesake's age.
She's born in 2020. So four.
Four years.
So what's four times seven? 27?
She's 27? She's still kind of brat.
27's not right. Is it?
37? I don't, dude, it's all crap the way we do that.
I can't do math.
And it's dumb the way we do it.
Regardless.
Here's a text from...
she's just wee.
Who's this from? Matt in New York City. New York City, get a rope. You won't know
New
that
York City.
You know that joke or that thing?
Nope.
There was this old commercial for Pace Picante sauce.
I don't even know what Pace Picante sauce is.
Yes, you do. You've had it. It's in the fridge now, I think. It's just like a... It's kind of shaped like a skirt.
What is a picante?
It's like salsa.
Oh.
But it says picante sauce on it. But it's a salt. It's just salsa. Okay. Put chips in it. You've seen it,
I guarantee you put chips in it.
Anyway, it's a bunch of cowboys, and they're all sitting around while the guy who cooks for them is going, when somebody goes, where's the Pace Picante sauce? And he goes, sorry, we're all out. We had to use this stuff. Where's that from? New Jersey. And they go, New Jersey? Get a rope. And then that's the whole, you know, you're going to kill the guy because he didn't use it.
Because New Jersey.
But then what's funny is it changed because New Jersey got mad and they were already having a hard time.
Yeah. No one likes New Jersey. They have so much problem.
It's still a problem.
Like PR.
It's still an issue, right? People hear Jersey and they just go.
It's like, ew.
So now, even though what's a wonderful place. There's nothing wrong with Jersey.
I'm sure it's fine. I think it's just kind of this longstanding joke that's gotten a little out of control.
It's gotten out of control. So they demanded it change. They did. And they changed it to New York City. So that same ad has the guy
just say
his
New York
lips
City.
Say New Jersey,
they
but over
it?
They dub it over
That's
and
goes fantastic.
New York City over this New Jersey, which is only New Jersey, three syllables.
That's even better.
Oh, it was
that
great.
Makes it so much better.
And that way nobody cared because New York is too big to fail.
Yeah, no one cares about that.
Yeah nobody's gonna
No
get
one's
mad
like,
about
oh my
that.
Gosh, how could you?
Yeah. So that was a weird time. And you can find both versions of this out there. There's also a version of a Carl's Jr. ad that was way too sexual and they changed it and I noticed and no one said anything. It was just showed up new commercial. I see what you did
sure
there.
You didn't dream it.
Nope. Oh, I'm positive. It really hit me because at the time I was like, oh, that's what we do when we get criticized. We just secretly change things and hope nobody sees. I don't know. I had a weird,
oh, it's like
had a
that.
Weird attitude.
Did you see in the Super Bowl, the mid thing of the Super Bowl? What's it called?
Are you going to call
it? Halfway show.
Oh my gosh. You're going to call it the halfway show?
Halfway show. What's it called?
It's called the halftime show.
Halftime show.
Halftime of a sports event like football is a thing. Halftime.
My brain isn't working.
The halfway show.
The halfway show with Scott and Carter. The point is, what's her name? Alicia Keys sang a sour note at the beginning of her performance.
Yeah, and then they fixed
live,
it for
the
repeat.
Live, but they fixed it on everything else. And so everyone's like, oh, they're Mandela affecting us.
You
like,
know why?
In right now.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because that's a great example of this, actually. That is what this is exactly it. Back in my day, it was commercials or whatever. But in this case, it was a quick change on her weird note.
Yeah.
And I think it's because Apple sponsored the mid. Now you're making me do it.
The midway show?
The midway show. The halftime show. And I think they were like, well, we can't have that. Apple Music. This is a big deal. That probably cost them
What's crazy is no
$10 million.
One blamed her. Like,
no, of course not.
You have to start with this crazy note in the middle of a lot of people. You can barely hear yourself. And like immediately fixed it. She was totally fine. But the fact that they changed it bothered me more than the actual like, oh, she's singing a sour note. Darn, you know?
Now, if she's... if you are an actual full-blown racist,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time misogynist,
yeah,
you probably hate Alicia Keys.
You probably hate all women of color.
That's what I'm saying. That's a double whammy for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should ever have that, but I know people, I'm sure there are people but that feel that
you can say
way.
That about like Lizzo or like.
Oh yeah, Lizzo's a good example.
Beyonce or, you know.
Okay, any.
any like famous woman of color.
Well, yes, but also, yeah, that's a good point. Those people I don't like. I don't like them.
You don't like racists?
No. Yes.
That's
not
pretty,
the black people.
It's a pretty
I like
hard
them.
Stance to take, Dad.
That's a real rough one.
No racist.
Let me get up
racist
here on
bad.
Let me get on this soapbox and really say it out loud and proud.
This is controversial, guys.
Don't like racists. Not a fan.
Not a big fan of racists.
Apple paid $1 billion to secure the halftime show for 10 years. Is that true?
Damn.
I mean, it's nothing to them. Their market cap's
it's
like
a depressing
$2 trillion.
Number when like that money could help people, though.
They give a lot to charity.
Not enough.
Apple does. More than anyone in
then,
that
then why
space.
Is the world falling apart?
Well, everyone can do more.
Yeah.
I wish more like butthole investor billionaires would give more.
I feel
of
like
their
all
stuff
these
away.
I keep seeing stuff where people are like, why are young people not interested in things like the Super Bowl or the Oscars or like how a lot of celebrities are like, no one cares about them on social media anymore.
Yeah.
And the answer is the world is going to garbage. Why should we care about frivolous crap?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this comes from an era where you could just care about, oh, we're going to care about celebrity lives because that's so important. But now it's like, I would like to know where my next paycheck is coming.
Here's
and I don't really care.
Here's the problem. This is not designed to diminish your take at all because I don't think you're wrong. But I do, every time you or anyone of your generation says the world is going to crap.
Well,
I know, hold on.
That was a
finish.
Strong statement.
I'm just saying, I always have this immediate feeling of disagreement. And I realize that I have an overabundance of optimism when it comes to the overall state of humanity.
Yeah.
I always have.
But you're not enough in the moment of it.
It's mostly historical. Like you look at history and it's
for
literally
sure.
a rising road with dips in it and peaks too. You know, positive peaks, negative
dips. I guess
dips.
My point is...
But it's always on an upward trend and everybody thinks it's burning.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with it. There's problems for sure.
The thing.
And when you're in the middle of it, it sucks. And when you're of your generation where you can't afford rent or house payments.
Yeah.
Even remotely because it's out of control. I get that it's different.
My
now.
Point is that when I don't care about some celebrity showing me her entire shoe collection on TikTok and I have to have a whole different closet for all my shoes. When, like, I could, like, fall down the stairs tomorrow and then not be able to afford to be alive anymore.
That's true.
So, you know, it's hard to care about that stuff.
No, you know what? Fair point. You've pulled me around.
Yeah.
I don't like that crap either.
Yeah. It's celebrity not, good stuff. It comes from, like, a very 90s
I don't
place.
Want, oh, more than that. Like,
well, it comes from history, but, like, in the 90s, it was, like, the peak of, like, everyone cares about who's dating whom and what's going
but
on.
But this is what America... So, America has one mythology... The Old West, right? All the other world, they've got thousand-year-old ideas of Poseidon would come up out of the water and squirt you in the eye.
I would say Old West and what's it called where all alcohol was banned?
Oh, mobsters. Gangsters. Prohibition.
Prohibition, I think, is actually kind of modern mythology, too.
A little bit. So I think gangster stuff in general can be. Like, set something in the 20s or 30s and you got a pretty good playground that isn't really... super rooted in reality.
It doesn't have to be historic. Separate.
And like most Westerns are like that, which is why I love them. And I love that we have it. It's great because we don't have anything else. You go to Ireland and they're like, oh, let me tell you the tale of the 4 billion old vicious snake man who came out and drank more beer than O'Malley up the road.
That's
or
why
whatever.
I think Prohibition's one of those things because you always hear like, oh yeah, this guy, he was a famous gangster who did this and then he got shot. Like there's a lot of that too.
Right. But my point is when we left the king and said F off, we got rid of royalty. We now have royalty. Yeah. American royalty is celebrity.
It's
what it
secret
is.
Secret royalty.
Well, yes, but it's what we've done. We put them in this higher sphere.
Yeah.
Back in Shakespearean times, actors were considered douchebags and kind of the lowest scum of society. Nobody wanted to be an actor. You did it because you were desperate. That's all changed.
You were real passionate.
It's all changed.
Yeah.
So here we are. Here we are, everybody.
Welcome
to your life.
Welcome to Monday.
I promise that in 100 years, it won't be as bad as you think, as long as we don't
all blow up.
Literally have it burn down just from climate change.
Yeah.
That's where we can screw it up.
We could blow it all up. We could climate change the hell out of it.
Yeah. And no, ain't nobody want that.
What else could happen? Asteroid? I don't know.
Asteroids. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one coming here, but it won't be for, it's like another 13,000 years or something. Oh. That's, but we can see it.
That's nice. We can see it.
Yeah.
We could warn the people in the future.
There is this feeling, you know, you always want to say, well, I want to do work while I'm here to help the next generation have better.
Yeah.
And there is a desire for people to do that.
Yeah.
But when I hear this meteor is coming in 13,000 years, I'm like,
what's the point?
What do you want me to do?
It's all going to blow up anyway.
What do you want me to do?
Also, I know we were just talking about your eyes, but I just saw the flash. Your eyes flash like cat eyes.
Can you guys get this?
Hold on. You know when like a cat's in the dark or like a dog's in the dark and it kind of flashes? That's what his eyes do.
I can't get it to do that. Sorry. But
that was the worst.
My eyes do this thing where the lenses that we talked about, they replaced my actual lenses.
They're flat instead of rounded, right?
They're flat, but they're also made of, there's a little titanium ring. Mm. I forget what the actual lens is made of, but then these little hooks on the side that connect it all.
Holding on.
Because he sticks it in there like a little ball and it goes schlink and like,
yeah,
jumps out. So I kind of have like these metallic eyes. And if the light hits it just right, it glints and makes people think, yeah, I'm an android.
You might be a pod person.
Yeah. Well,
it's possible.
I am kind of a pod person as it is.
Oh, a podcast person.
Get
That's
it?
Stupid.
Get it? Matt from New York wrote in, says, I want to contribute to the continued streak of the Circus Peanuts chat. We're not dumb with Circus Peanuts.
We'll never be dumb with Circus Peanuts.
I have this vague memory of being told my grandfather used to eat Circus Peanuts like cereal in a bowl with milk and eating them by spoon. I'm going to throw up.
Did your grandfather have teeth?
I mean,
because
if he did, they're not the best teeth ever.
Crumbly.
Says, I guess I have to cut. I guess he'd have to cut or pull them apart into smaller pieces. I would assume so. You're not going to just have giant peanut. Right.
Oh yeah, that does make sense. I was thinking the peanut in the mouth hole.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Says, I guess, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, is this any worse than, I don't know, Captain Crunch or something?
Or like,
sugar wise?
What's the one with the
marshmallows? Marshmallows. Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. I mean, this is no worse than that.
No worse than Lucky Charms, no.
It sounds gross, but
it's marshmallow based.
Oh, and he did the same thing with popcorn, like cereal in a bowl with milk. Ooh.
Wouldn't popcorn just immediately get soggy? It doesn't have any like barrier or protection. It's just like, would it get wet?
I have a grand dislike for this concept. I don't want popcorn.
I kind of
want
to try it to see.
Bleh.
I want to know what happens.
Well, thanks, Matt from New York, aka McFerrick.
This is very
in the chat.
Good information.
It's great information. Let's read another one. Here's some more good information. What's the best way to request a doodle from Carter at TMS Vegas?
Discord.
Is that the way?
Yes.
Because we're just talking quick, sketchy doodles here.
Yeah.
You're not doing some big fancy.
I still have not answered people. I apologize. I'm really awful at checking Discord, and I'm even worse at.
Yeah. I'm the only one that checks stuff
person.
Around here. I'm the only one. Her and her mother, terrible.
I turn off my
messages.
Notifications because I have way too many messages all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes me anxious.
I understand. And also, you know, she's busy.
I am so very busy.
Just so you
yes,
understand.
I will. It's Discord. Send a message. I won't forget you. I just. Might take a minute.
Yeah, it might take a minute.
I actually
got
to get on it because we're getting close.
Yeah, we are, right? It's closer than
I'll try this week to get everyone. I'm sorry.
Here's one from Casey. Says, Carter and Scott, I was listening to episode 5 of the Monday show and got excited because Carter said one of her favorite animals are hyenas. Hmm. I've never heard anyone else say that their favorite animal is a hyena. So it just made me happy. Aww. I have three favorites as well. Hyenas, snow leopards, and wolves.
Wolves.
Thanks for the show, Casey.
Oh, snow leopards are cool.
They're all right. It was a good version of Mac OS too for a long time. One of my favorites of that era.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's a thing?
Snow leopard? Mac OS snow leopard?
What is that?
What's
it
when
like,
they changed to cats?
Vaguely familiar.
They started with Jaguar, was it? And then Panther? No, Panther, then Jaguar. Then Lion. Lion may have been after snow leopard, but there was leopard and snow leopard in a row.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And they were, and I think that was because there weren't that big a change between the two, but it was good
1.2.
Something like that.
Something
they
like
did
that.
Cats for a long time, and now they do California locations like.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Sierra and.
Yeah.
Others.
And others.
That I can't think of
other
right
Other things.
Now. Was Lion first? Tiger was first. That's right. Thanks, chat. Here's one from Frost, Minnesota. Or Frostman, I don't know if it's actually from Minnesota or not, but here's what this person says. The discussion of eating something as a kid ruining a food for you. It's funny you went into a discussion of eating fish, because mine is fish. I tried to eat the tail of a fish, scales and everything, at a family barbecue, says Frost.
That's gross.
How you like them apples? Would you eat a whole fish with just
scales?
I know what we wanted to talk about.
Like anchovies. What?
I just remembered a thing we were going to say.
What were we going to talk about?
I said to Carter the other day, if you could...
Is it the dog poop
hold
thing?
Hold on. If you ate a plate of fresh Riley. What's her name?
Ripley.
Jeez.
My dog, Ripley.
Ripley poop on a plate. She's a big Weimaraner dog. Okay? Yeah. So big loafy dump.
Yeah. Big loafy dump.
If you had to heat a hot plate of that only one time.
Hot, like microwaved or like?
No, like fresh out of her
booty.
Right out her booty.
Okay.
You had to eat that. And that guaranteed that you would never have a disease or an illness or a sickness or any ailment of any kind for the rest of your life. And that you would live well into your 100, 110 range.
Yeah.
Because after that, you don't want to be around anyway. Yeah. I mean, unless they come up with something crazy to slow down aging. Nobody wants this.
Sure.
So if you do that, you said no.
No.
Okay. So Carter says, guaranteed her, and I'm like, well, all right, you're in your 20s. It seems like this is a good deal. You do it now. And you have this a whole life of not ever having any illness, severe,
like it
mild.
Sounds nice.
It does. Until you got to eat
that
plate.
Maybe I would. I don't know.
But then I said, would you eat that same plate if Ripley would live as long as you? And you without hesitation said, yep.
Yeah.
I'd do it right now.
Because it's different. Living forever is like, not living forever. Living a really long time is like, okay, a lot's going to happen. But living as long, like having your dog be there with you is different. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
There's something about it that I'm like, yeah, I'd do that for Ripley, but not for me.
I can't show you this because I don't have the screen up. I guess I could do it real quick. You know, people have been sending us pictures of their pets. I have one here. And this is a little sad. Nutter passed away in his sleep on St. Patrick's Day. He was 14 years old. Look at this cute kitty. Why won't this work?
What's wrong with your TV?
It's not a TV.
What's wrong with your television?
Okay.
The telly.
Can you see it?
Oh, baby.
I know.
Sweet puppy.
Although
puppy.
It looks like
sweet kitty.
Looks like a head's cat mounted on a stick. Isn't that weird?
It's got that great mane like my cat has.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Nutter passed away. How old? 14? 14 is old.
Jeez. That is old. Wow, that's a long time.
That's Ambassador Domo who sent that in. Thank you for sharing that. Sad, though. I also got to want to hear about their dog that is a Ripley doppelganger.
Oh, show me.
Let me delete this one first so that we don't have to have that up. All right. The Monday show, Ripley doppelganger. Josh says, Dear Carter and Scott, this is actually an email.
Oh.
Ever since I first saw a picture of Ripley, I thought, dang, that looks like our dog Kona.
Kona.
To prove it, here is Kona, a 4-year-old silver Labrador. She is always getting mistaken for Weimaraner and I take her on a walk. Loving the show. Been a longtime listener of Scott since the Infendo days. Oh, wow. That was a while back. Look at this. This is crazy. Other than coloration.
Pavlova.
Why isn't it working?
I don't know.
Did you say Pavlova?
Put it over. Pavlova.
We had Pavlova this week.
Like the cake.
There it is.
Oh, it does look like ribs.
Here, chat.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Whoops.
That's yeah. Ripley's a Weimaraner and a lab mix.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like, that's pretty close.
It's pretty dang close. There's another one here.
Look at this one. Oh.
I want this dog.
It looks like if Ripley had slightly longer hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Just slightly, though. Oh, sweetie.
I have, as much as I tease Carter about her dog, I've fallen in love with this kind of dog. This is the kind of dog I just want forever.
Yeah. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of big dogs.
Yeah.
And so when I finally was like, I want my own dog, I was like, I want a big dog. I don't care what it is. Dog. I just want a big dog. So we went to the shelter and we just went.
You also got a little bit of reinforcement from Blake in New York City.
All right.
New York City. Get a rope.
Do you know what I'm quoting?
You're quoting what's his name from It's Always Wet in the Shadows.
Matt Berry.
who plays the robot in the new Fallout show.
Really? Oh my gosh. I wanted to watch it, and now I want to watch it more.
Have you seen the trailer? Because the trailer's got his voice in it. You should watch it. Anyway, listening to the Monday show right now, couldn't agree more with Carter regarding the live-action Airbender. Cheers, Blake.
Thank you.
A lot of people gave you crap
I know. A lot of people in my life have given me crap, and it's crazy.
It is a little bit crazy. Here's another one that says the same. For the Monday show, I completely agree with Carter on Avatar. Very subpar acting, cringy, and completely butchering the story. Super disappointing. The original is one of my favorite shows of all time, and I was hoping it would redeem itself, but it unfortunately did not, and will go down with its other live-action counterpart, Tanner. Boy, it's not as bad as that,
though. I will say it's not as bad as the movie.
Because that movie's
however,
a woofer, dude.
It's pretty rough. I need you to watch the first episode, and I need you to tell me what you think, because I feel like you don't understand. I need you to know.
Should I do it?
Just one episode.
I've really been put off by it, though, because of you.
Just one episode.
I don't know. I could watch other things. It's like 40 minutes. All right.
You've watched worse things for your shows.
Oh, of course.
Watch one for this show.
So watch it for the show, you're saying? Well, when's our stream, by the way?
Oh, yeah. We got maybe tomorrow, right?
We're trying to figure it out. Yeah,
we're still trying. It's been a crazy March.
You know what I think we should do? I have an idea. We should watch Samurai Jack with the community.
I love that idea.
You want to do that?
I love that show.
We could do it.
I'll get really annoying on it, though.
Oh, because you won't shut up?
Because I love it. I have so many things about it.
One final email regarding, let's see. I'm not sure what this is regarding. Let's just read it. This is from Marija. How would you say that name? M-A-R-I-J-A-H. Marija.
Maybe Maria?
Maria? Because the J is silent?
Maybe.
Anyway, good morning. Loving the new show, and I hope my relationship with my 18-year-old son stays as strong as the relationship between you two. When we're not on the air, we fight like cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah. Murder is involved.
Oh, it's so bad. Knives.
Yeah.
Knives
are
out. It's
like John Wick in our house.
It is like John Wick. Double tap. Anyway, Carter's comments on men and the red carpet reminded me of the Suits episode of the podcast Articles of Interest. It really gets into the evolution of men's styles and how the suit was originally revolutionary and now it's staid and boring, and how some men struggle to find individual expression of style in their suits. Hope you enjoy, and thanks for the wonderful show. He sent us a link as well.
Oh, cool. I actually think suits are funny, because I think my problem with the boring suits at the Oscars, all the men wearing the exact same thing, is I've seen really cool suits. And even they're just like dress suits, but they're cool. Like, you should look up David Tennant suit or something like that.
David Tennant suit. I'm doing it now.
He has this rad suit on that's just a suit, but it's like so cool and decorated. And I'm just like, just a little bit extra goes a long way. You know what I mean?
Talking about all these here? A lot of suits. That's all David Tennant in a suit.
Oh, he did an award show and I can't remember, but he wore this like cool gold suit.
David Tennant BAFTA look?
Yeah, BAFTA. That's what it is.
Look at him. Ooh,
yeah,
I like it.
It's got pictures on it.
My grandma has a couch like that.
Yeah, but like my point is there is cool suits. Wear a cool suit.
I do like that. I'd wear that. Yeah, look at that.
It's got like snakes and he's got a red watch. It almost looks like tattoos.
Yeah, I like it.
Right?
Yep.
And that's all it takes. It's not even that much more. It's not like an uncomfortable fit. It's just a little extra. Is he wearing his pin in that one?
I don't see it. He's got a lapel mic. What's the pin for?
He has a non-binary kid. So he always wears like a little pin rainbow pin, which is really cute.
I don't see it. Maybe it clashed too much.
It might just be on the other side or something.
But I think that watch is a Swatch.
Swatch.
And I love Swatches.
You love a Swatch?
Oh, when I was a teenager,
I'll show you the
biggest status symbol you could get was a Swatch.
I have these really cool watches. They're called Projects watches.
Tell me more.
And they're really cool.
Hold on, I'll look them up. Watches.
One of my favorite
watches.
Projects with an S. Watches.
Okay.
I love this trend of like.
Oh, look at these.
Of watches becoming art pieces almost, and decoration instead of actual timepieces, because like everyone has a phone, everyone has a way to tell the time really quickly, and like no one's looking at their watch to tell the time anymore. So like, why not make it really cool?
These are cool.
Right?
I'd wear one of these. These are very Swatch-like.
Yeah, but like a little bit. They also work with artists. Like specific artists will make their own watch. So like that one that you see, the sales specials one,
yeah,
an artist designed that.
And is there a way to tell the time?
I mean, technically it is moving around. Like they still tick and move like a clock, but it's just hard to tell.
They also have just boring ones like that.
Boring, lame watches.
But look at those. Those are cool, dude. Yeah, I love that.
I love the
all three of those.
Yeah, they're really cool.
All right.
I have one that has a big eyeball and like the little eyelashes tick around and it's really cool.
That's awesome. I'd heard of this somehow, but I didn't remember what the name
probably
was.
Probably through me.
It might have been through you.
Because I also, do you see the one on the top of that? Here. Yeah, I have that one. It's like an egg and it's like a breakfast, but the tickers are...
Fork?
The hands are a fork and knife or a fork and spoon or something.
So that's an egg. And what's this, a pancake?
I don't remember.
These are things you don't eat. Oh, you eat eggs.
I do eat eggs.
Are eggs vegetarian?
Yes, depending on who you talk
they're
to.
They're not, are they?
Well, I mean, they're an animal embryos. Product, but they're not necessarily an embryo.
I figured not vegan, sure. But,
no,
but
they're vegetarian as long as they're not fertilized.
Huh. That's interesting. Scott, design your own watch, says chat. Should I? Should I get
yeah.
do that?
Let's design watches.
You really?
I'm so into this. I don't know why, but lately I've been obsessed with watches as art.
I don't know why you are either. It's crazy.
I think it's super neat. If anyone's from Project Watches, you should reach out to me.
Here's one we just got on the text line. Does Carter ever respond or interact with people on Discord?
Oh, on Discord. Sorry, I thought you just meant in general. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
But also, if you're a dude or something, it's maybe a little weird. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Is it weird if a dude reaches out? I don't know what you want or not want.
Just don't send like anything weird.
If a creepy guy...
Well, don't be creepy.
I'm not saying anyone here is creepy. I'm just saying what would make your alarm go off? Let me do a fake scenario where I send you a DM and I'm just
red flag.
So I go, but this is only text, so it's hard to get tone out.
Yeah,
of it.
Tone's hard.
But if I said like, hey, I like your cartoons. I sure wish you could drive me a cartoon. Like, see, it only works if you hear me.
Yeah, it doesn't really work if you
But if you said,
down.
I really like your cartoons, I'd love for you to draw me one, that isn't creepy.
Yeah, I'd say, cool, here's my prices. Or probably not, because I'm not taking commissions right now.
Yeah.
No one messaged me about commissions.
Lucky Phil says, our Australian correspondent on the street says,
oh.
Many vegans object to eggs because any male-born chicks are destroyed via a crusher or shredder. It's pretty grim, he says.
Yeah, I don't like, the egg industry is really gross.
Is that true? You'd crush them or shred them? Well, is that to make make shredded chicken and chicken products?
Maybe. It's like cows, how the male cows will get eventually slaughtered.
Yeah.
But the females get, because they have milk and have babies and all that stuff. It's all gross.
I love a steak.
I agree. I honestly, the perfect situation is I would have my own chickens and I would get eggs from them.
We thought about doing that here, but I don't think you can do it here.
No, we don't have room.
HOA is weird
One day,
about how small you have to
I
keep
I want chickens
the-
and I want ducks.
I swear they said, you can have chickens, but it has to be this far from any fence or house, knowing that no one's got that space out
here.
Because
they make it tiny.
Because it's little.
Little.
It's wee.
All
right, how about this one? this might be our final one. Hi, my name is Tendo Payne.
Tendo Payne.
I love that name.
That's good.
My regular name is Omar. I love the Monday show. The daughter-father banter makes me smile. Well, good. I, too, have a daughter, and I'm excited as she grows and talks to me. My question is this. Would you, too, do more duo plays, but in live service games like Helldivers, WoW, etc.?
Maybe that's what we do for our stream.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we play Helldivers or something. I still need to play Helldivers.
Do you have Helldivers?
I don't,
You should
but
get
I
Helldivers.
Can.
That game is really good.
Do you have any codes?
You know what? I would love to play with you. I don't like playing with... So I have some friends that are super hardcore, mm-hmm. and they're way higher than me, and it makes me feel stupid.
That's how I... Oh, my gosh.
So then
people,
I'm like, well, where are my friends that can be low level with me? And I don't really have any. Plus, if I want to play with randos, they're unpredictable and lame sometimes. So, yeah, we should play that.
We should play that. I think we should play... what's the one that... It's like a scary one.
Larry and Jerry go get scary at Harry's. I have no idea.
We should make a game called that. It's a great idea.
What was it, though? That's not
it. Lethal Company.
Oh, we can play. I have that.
You can play Lethal.
You have that?
I have that.
Let's play that tomorrow.
Let's play it. Yay.
All right. We're doing our
show. We figured it out. Okay. That's for patrons.
And we need to finish Takes Two. It Takes Two. But we'll do that.
It Takes Two will be public.
That's public.
But the other streams will be patrons only.
Or should we stream them to everyone and then make the archives available to the patron? I don't know.
I thought we were doing like a stream for the patron. Patreon
true.
Every
that
month.
That is what it says, isn't it? Okay, we'll do that. I always mix up my crap.
It's the first month. We're figuring it out.
All right. I think that's it for messages. And that's about it for the show. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about?
That went by so quickly.
It does go by quickly. I didn't even get into one thing I was going to ask you, and I don't remember what it was.
We got to start writing stuff down.
Yeah, write stuff down during the week. Write stuff down. Be more whatever.
Be more present.
And you're going to be here tomorrow because you work here tomorrow. You're working from home.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't remember what it was. I'll try to remember, and if I can remember, I'll write it down, and we'll talk about it next episode. But do not stop or slow down your rate of texts and or voicemails. Yeah. Oh, did I get a voicemail and forget to play it?
Ask us anything.
Sorry, that was not supposed to
that
play.
So scary.
This is cool, though. This is the remix one.
No, I know, but...
That's really good.
Anyway. You said you were playing a voicemail and then that played and it scared the hell out of me.
I didn't know I had.
Imagine if the voicemail was just like.
Sandakar, isn't it Icor? Not Sanduar. Sandakar Warriors. Anyway. Okay, see, Mondays. Here it is. Oh, we did have. Did we?
Play it.
Hold on. I don't know if we do.
Okay.
Nope, we don't.
Okay.
We just have you doing this. We just have you laughing. Do you like that?
I kicked the camera.
That's fine. It only wobbled a little bit.
Wobbled.
You could be our background laughter. So anytime I tell a bad joke, like, what did the pirate or the pirate walked into a bar?
I already laugh at your bad jokes.
Okay, I'll give you. Well, let me give you a bad one. Oh, I know. We were going to talk about Berserker.
Oh no, can we're not talking about it. No, you can talk about it.
How about Narcotis?
We can talk about Narcotis. I'm fine with Narcotis.
All right, next week we'll tell you the Narcotis story.
We're not going to remember.
No, I'm writing it down.
Write it down.
Next
show notes.
Next week, Narcotis.
Narcotis is a fun story.
Yeah.
It's
don't tell
stupid.
Anyone what it is yet.
I'm not.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
I'm so dumb.
That is it for us. Thank you all for listening. That'll take... you know what? Quick thanks to some patrons.
Oh, yeah.
We got some new folks.
Name the patrons.
We got Thomas Maddock. We got John Howell. We got... Galantino Israel. Good Lord.
That's a hell
is that
of a
name. Handsome freaking put him on your sexy
is that
book
a
cover?
Real name?
I don't know, but I'd love it. Galantino Israel.
It is
Israel.
Very like smut book.
Oh yeah.
Name.
Galantino walked into the foyer.
Not the foyer.
Anyway, patreon.com/themorning did it again.
The Monday
Patreon.com/themondayshow.
Got it.
The Monday Show/themondayshow. All right, everybody. And our website is frogpants.com/Monday. The podcast is in. It's all archive beauty over there. And video version of it goes up as well. But if you're a patron, you get
extra bits.
Extra bits, including some pre-show. You get uncut video. And you get these bonuses like streams, and we're talking about doing some art once a month and all this other stuff.
Yes.
So I have cool ideas. Sign up today. That's patreon.com/themondayshow.
The Monday Show.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Carter, anything else before we go?
No.
Good deal. Bye, everybody.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.